This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. presidential candidates and the surrogates have been making a hard final campaign push before tomorrow's election day. At a campaign rally, U.S. President Donald Trump says that there are plenty of reasons to not vote for his Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Nobody in this group is voting for this guy. Nobody. He's not qualified. You know, he wasn't qualified in primetime. You know, 25 years ago, he wasn't qualified because he was never known as being the brightest bulb in the lot.
And at a drive-in voter mobilization event, the former Vice President Joe Biden says this is a particularly important election.
This campaign has been unlike any other campaign in history. There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
And what happens on election day will, in some degree, determine how much more hot and nasty the world's climate will get, according to experts. The day after the presidential election, the United States formally leaves the 2015 Paris Agreement to fight climate change. A year ago, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration notified the United Nations that America is exiting the climate agreement, and because of technicalities in the international pact, November 4th is the earliest a country can withdraw. The U.S. will be the first country to quit the 189-nation agreement, which has countries make voluntary ever tighter goals to curb emissions on heat-trapping gases. The former Vice President Joe Biden has pledged to put the country immediately back in the Paris Agreement, which does not require congressional approval. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us the government's top infectious diseases expert is cautioning that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead due to the surging coronavirus cases.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the rise in COVID-19 infections as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months. Fauci says the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions.
Iran's Air Force has begun an annual drill with its aging fleet of U.S. and Russian-made jet fighters, taking part alongside locally made drones and other aircraft. That is according to a report by State TV. The drill will see forces from eight air bases take part over 2 days in exercises that include missile firing and mid-air refueling. This is the second drill Iran has held since a decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired earlier in October. Iran reportedly is interested in purchasing new aircrafts and weapons like tanks and fighter jets as it flies a U.S. F-14 Tomcat alongside F-4s and F-5s dating back to before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Rescuers continue to dig through the ruins of flattened buildings as the death toll from Friday's quake off the Turkish coast surpassed 60, and the hope of finding survivors in the rubble fades. Turkey is now crossed by fault lines and is prone to earthquakes. In 1999, powerful quakes killed 18,000 people in northwestern Turkey alone. Friday earthquake, which was the Istanbul base Kandil Institute says had a magnitude of 6.9, was centered in the Aegean Sea. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is expected to join her colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court Monday to hear argument for the first time. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, High Court began hearing cases by phone in May. This means that the public will not see the new justice, who was confirmed just last week in a 52-48 virtual party line vote, with the Republicans overpowering the Democrats to install President Donald Trump's third Supreme Court nominee. But the public will be able to hear Barrett if she asks any questions, as all her colleagues have been doing. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah! voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Today, our first stop is going to be Kenya, Lewanyika in Sina Makosa, beautiful old-time favorite. And right after that, Lisanga ya Banganga by Rushiro featuring Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Osi Tapalambo Lam by Monibele of Cameroon. But right now, as we take you through this old-time favorites, let me bring you Sina Makosa, the sound of Lewanyika of Kenya.
Vamos a pasar la voz. pesa moka kosua na chika chika mwana pani na kati ya potoa akanisi akanisi alobito sangana to sala ni sanga lisanga ya ba yemie banazai
lisanga ya banganga ya lombo kanko lisanga ya banganga ya tabule ibosebo lisanga ya banganga ya mabatiku michelino lisanga ya banganga ya ba yemi banazai
boi nakabiso kala lelo bosuki biso yoto yokani ngai na tabule tokotala nzela bokoleka lokola basonzoi lisanga ya bayembi banazai lisanga ya banganga ya bandoki mama lisanga ya bayembi banazai be
lisanga ya banganga ya lwambo fango lisanga ya banganga ya tabule iboshebo lisanga ya banganga ya mabatiku michelino lisanga ya
number one, we love it.
Tapalambulam, beautiful music by Monibile of Cameroon. And right before that was Lisanga Ya Banganga by Roshiro and Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Another top, Sina Makosa by Lewanyika of Kenya. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington.
The Voice of America, VOA.
We take a trip now to South Africa and Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zolo and Vinyi Vamali by Dr. Sitole of Zimbabwe. But first, Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zolo of South Africa. Let's enjoy this beat. I love it. By Dr. Shitole of Zimbabwe and Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zulu of South Africa.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one says, thanks very much, David. Here in Monrovia, you've just grown another team of fans every morning and night. We're happy to be with you. Best wishes from Ojimba Davis and greetings to all of you out there. Another email here says, dear David Vandy, your show is part of our daily routine, and we just don't want to mess up with it because we want to personally thank you and everybody else that is connected with this show. We always kiss our portable radio whenever African Beat comes on air at about 12 p.m. in the Horn of Africa. We also appreciate everything that you're doing, David, for Africa. And David Vandy, do you know what will happen if you come back home to Africa? We are going to nominate you as the king of the continent because you entertain us whenever there are hard conditions around and you make us feel really, really good. God bless you, David, and may he continue to protect you. This is from Abdul Karim A. Ahmed and Mahad Yusuf of Djibouti. Thank you very much, Abdul Karim and Mahad. You guys are my best guys around, all right? I know some people will be jealous out there, but I'd like to say greetings to you, Prince Collins of Voice of Firestone, Liberia, 89.5 FM, and to the entire staff out there. And so with that, let's get back to music. Tutu Party from Sierra Leone's Emerson is coming up. And right after that, Mwabebi by Flavor of Nigeria and Konkotiba by Obua of Ghana. But first, let's enjoy this wonderful beat here now by Emerson of Sierra Leone, Tutu Party.
Watch like a board on seven die. I see short scats, hey, the mini scat. Oh, who's one for dance with where this party goes that? I want salet, yeah, I want ballet.
What you want?
Macale, and the party back me alle.
Followed,
not to your business, party now party you come. Left me make a overload if we ask you gonna do. Every man deserves a lady. Come to the party, oh no. Come jam, shake your body. Come show me, say you savvy. If you really ready, oh no. Before we even start the party, check for G-string or bikini. Now dance, man, then ready, oh no. Come see Tutu, so jamming, so so we at the party. But you wedding think and it get already. My first love cutting, my bad to rewriting, you say. Tell me if you really done ready. Yeah, 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 yeah. They dance, they swing and they bounce it. No one say, I think I'm too to party. You see me they jump, they swing cool and cozy. No one say, I think I'm too to party. If you see me among sexy, beautiful ladies. No for say, I think my tutu party.
Yeah.
She go fi make a man come out in wedding ring. She possesses the charm to make me wanna sing. Back to the bar, back to the bar, back to the bar. The bump, bump, bump. Just because she's dancing, go, go. No, they me say you go fi call her my shower. Every mix without me would have been wrong. A shower should have originally been my song.
By Oboa of Ghana, and before that, Mwabe B by Flavor of Nigeria, and Tutu Party by Emerson of Sierra Leone. You can't stop dancing to those, right? With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.